This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, if you're calling number 9 at 800-400-3697, you will get a pair of Saturday, August 10th tickets for Outside Lands. That is the night Childish Gambino is headlining. Lexi has your chance all week to win Sunday tickets at 11:05, and Jane has your chance at Friday tickets at 4:05. So we have all 3 days covered. All you have to do is sit and listen to Alice all day. I mean, you're going to do that anyway, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You ripped the knob off.
Yes.
Years ago, right?
Now.
So if you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you are set up for Saturday, August 10th. Outside Lands, Childish Gambino is your headliner. Celebrity Trash brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local.
.com.
Sorry. Almost. It's .org. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Oh, that felt good. Area 51.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, the conspiracy theorists say that we have alien bodies or... Maybe we even have right.
Them,
we have live aliens. I don't know what we got out there.
You don't believe
spaceships.
It at all, right?
My feeling on it is that Area 51 is so highly publicized. There's a town near there. I don't know what the name of the town is, but they basically bank on the fact that Area 51 is right there, and I think that people
Roswell.
It might be. No, Roswell's the site of something different.
Okay.
Area 51 is, well, it could be, Vin, but Area 51 is 3 hours outside Vegas, apparently. But there's a little, maybe Roswell is the town I'm thinking of that banks on it. Like all the nerds go there. I think Roswell is where people have reported the most flying saucer sightings.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Area 51 is supposedly this place out in the desert where they've got, you know, the alien autopsy happened, or they've got some aliens in cages. I don't know what they think they have. But a million people have signed up on this.
Oh, the town is called Rachel.
Rachel. Okay.
Rachel.
Rachel. Where's Rachel? It's right by Area 51.
Where is Rachel?
By Area 51.
All right.
So there's a Facebook group now that, and I guess they're calling themselves the Area 51 Raiders. Mm-hmm. And a million people, this is where Rachel is. She's listening to this song, Wishing Human Would Kiss Her, in Rachel, Nevada. Nevada, sorry. Right outside Area 51. So all these people think they're going to go storm Area 51.
Right.
Like they've had enough of the government secrecy. And a million people have RSVP'd, which, look, people are not going to go to this anyway. But basically the government is like, don't do it. We have tear gas. We have we'll basically, without hurting you, we will prevent you from storming Area 51, which makes me think, what are you trying to hide? Why don't you just let people in there? So I guess that they've got, you know, that's the thing when you do a big group on Facebook and a million people have said, yeah, I'm going to that. The government, suddenly it's not a secret anymore. But basically they're saying they can't keep us all out.
Yeah, storm, they can.
Yeah, I know. Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. And it's a public page. They want to do this, I think, on September 20th. They also say, not only, first and foremost, anyone who commits a crime in or around Area 51, including trespassing, is arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of local and military law. It looks like local cops will work together to curb any attempts to even wander near Area 51.
Nerds aren't known for their bravery, by the way.
That is true.
And I don't expect that.
They push the smallest nerds out front. You go!
They can't get all of us, but they're going to get a good portion of you, and you're going to get hurt when they take you down.
Right.
So who's coming first?
They're saying, oh, well, maybe we will take it. All right, bye! tear gas and pepper spray. They're saying non-lethal force. But they're saying there's natural hurdles, too, that people have to overcome. The route to get to Area 51 is this narrow two-lane road. It's about 3 hours outside Vegas. The terrain, they say, is rough to say the least, and it is not built to withstand tens of thousands of cars, which is what it would take to get a million people there. And they say, too, don't try to cross the desert to get there, because that area is loaded with snakes, scorpions, and other dangerous animals.
And maybe dead bodies.
And maybe aliens. But anyway, the truth is out there. I seriously doubt it's at Area 51, though. It seems to me that if everyone knew about Area 51, it's suddenly not a secret government installation anymore, and you move it to Area 42 or whatever.
So Roswell must be New Mexico?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
And is that the thing? It's something about sightings of UFOs or something.
Right.
That's another one of those heavy alien centric places. There's this movie called Paul, and I want to say it's like Seth Rogen voicing the alien named Paul. And he escapes from some place. I don't know if it's Area 51, but I think they meet up with him at some
The English guy?
Yes, it's the guys who did Shaun of the Dead. It's great. It's a great movie. And oh my God, and Kristen Wiig's in it. And she's so good. She plays this like Bible girl who escapes her Bible dad. And she teams up with them. She says the F word and it's hilarious. Oh, I want to watch that movie again. Hey, Big Brother is currently going on.
Yeah, it is.
So I guess this week it's Wednesday. It's back to its normal Wednesday and Thursday, right? Although last week it was on at 9 o'clock on Wednesday, which I hope is not going to be the case.
Mm.
Did you notice that it was on
really
late? I didn't.
I'm just getting back to it now.
Right. Well, hopefully it'll be back on at 8 o'clock.
The first episode I saw would have been Sunday, I believe.
There's a guy on there named Jackson Mickey. He's the short-haired guy who loves his mom and thinks the world of himself.
Well, he's a decent-looking kid, and he's in really good shape.
He's
but
in
he's
great
also
shape.
A guy that lives with his mom.
Yeah.
Like a grown man lives with mom.
Oh, yeah. He's the square jaw guy.
Yeah. The little bit too small square jaw guy. Just really into himself. It's kind of fun to watch. Anyway, of course, the media is looking into, you know, people are watching that 24/7 live feed.
Mm-hmm.
So they hear all the inane conversations that these people are having, and even the non-inane conversations where there's hate speech and everything else that's going on, the things that don't get aired on the TV show, and the boning sessions and things of that nature. I don't know what that is, kids. Don't ask your mom. So this guy, Jackson Mickey, I guess Media Takeout's doing the big investigation. Now, I'm sure there's other outlets looking into this as well. They're saying he was arrested for domestic violence last year. This was according to documents found on the Tennessee government's website.
On his mom?
There aren't that many details.
Maybe that's why he's living with his mom.
Maybe. I guess that one of his Big Brother housemates, Catherine, hold on a second. She's saying that she went on some show yesterday. She's not out of the house. You know what, Yuzette? This might be a total bunk piece because they're saying one of these, they're calling her a former housemate and she went on live yesterday.
Wait, it was a former housemate of his outside the house.
In real life.
Yeah, in real life.
One of his former Big Brother housemates, Kat. And that's the girl that he had to break up. Did you happen to watch the breakup scene? It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Pretty funny.
There's other sources.
Yeah, what are people?
Because Reddit is saying possibly arrested for domestic assault.
Well, Media Takeout is saying last year a man named Jackson Mickey was involved in an incident which left him charged with 14 separate offenses, one of which was domestic assault. So now I'm questioning this because they clearly don't.
Is there a Holly on there?
Mm-hmm.
Another story says a comment that Holly Allen made on CBS Live feeds where she accused Jackson Mitchie of being arrested for domestic violence.
Maybe that's what they are talking about. This live went on live, the CBS
and then
Big Brother live feed.
Former Big Brother winner Evil Dick weighed in on Twitter about the situation, leading...
He shouldn't. He actually hit a girl with an iced tea. Like, that dude was... voted most likely to be violent. That guy's got really
Remember
no
him.
Room.
Yeah. Whatever. So on Twitter, they were discussing Jackson's past.
Well, it's possible, too, that there's another Jackson Mickey out there in the world, too. So there you go. Just reporting what I'm seeing and also the weird reporting on that, so I really don't know. Hey, enemas, you guys.
Hey.
I've never had one. Have you?
I'm back.
I knew that this would...
You've never had one?
I don't think so, Vin. I can't.
Have you had one?
No.
Bryn?
I have.
I haven't tried that, no.
Right. They don't have you do that when you're pregnant?
I think that they will if you ask them, I guess. Mm. But no, they didn't. I mean...
Oh, is necessary. That because...
Because you're going to evacuate everything.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I never knew that.
Although it might be bad for the baby when you're pregnant.
I have no idea.
Well, and also you show up at a time when things are happening. So depending on how much time you have, you might be able to do that. Or you
might. If I'm going to be here all day, why don't we go ahead and get rid of that?
Yeah.
There's a couple of times the housewives have gone into these centers and they would be like sitting in the same, it's like a box. And it's some kind of thing that's going on that lets them evacuate. And they're sitting around chatting.
While that's happening.
Yeah.
So they're like attached to some apparatus?
Something like that. I just always found it disturbing.
I thought that was like a really personal half hour of quivering on the floor and then heading to the toilet.
It's another process.
Yeah,
Human's the one who has all the experience.
There's like a whole box, Human.
Oh, maybe
the
they're steaming their vaginas.
Oh, are they doing that? The Gwyneth Paltrow style?
They're actually letting things go.
I like to be completely alone. And there's.
I'm alone with my bucket and my tube.
Is there quivering, Human?
Yeah, there's some quivering. You have to hold it in for 30 minutes.
No, for 15.
Oh, I would assume he's a pro by now. He's not like.
Get it straight, Sarah.
Sorry. Sorry about it.
So what's the story?
Katy Perry. It's all about him.
Katy Perry's all about what?
Enemas.
She do it with water or coffee?
You know, she doesn't really go into what she's doing, but I mean what she's putting in the enema bag that I assume happens. Katy Perry was talking on some Australian radio show, and she says she practices some ancient remedy to curb the effects of getting older. She says, I'm into those type of things like health and healing places and self-betterment places, especially as you get older and you have longer hangovers, you realize the cells in my body are dying. I did this thing called Panka Karma. It's basically Ayurvedic eating and cleansing, and you do lots of enemas. Does any of that foreign language make any sense to you?
I'm looking up what kind of enema Katy Perry does. So.
Ayurvedic. A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-C-I-V-I-C. Or something. According to... some source, Panka Karma is, quote, a full cleansing program that removes all the harmful toxins from the body to create optimum healing conditions, and it takes 21 days to complete. Awesome. Katie said, the benefits are you feel more energy. It basically, like, gets all the crap out of you. Every pun intended. She and fiancé Orlando Bloom prefer new age holistic treatments to modern medicine. So you guys got that in common. You'll have a lot to talk to them about.
She's into apple cider vinegar, too.
Yeah. There are ancient ways to heal yourself besides just taking a pill, which is something I always love to investigate. And she's all about balance, she says. Orlando is very all about that new age kind of living, for instance. Today we're actually on a little bit of a health kick. We ate so many croissants when we were on vacation. We're eating fruit and apple cider vinegar. And later I may have a vegan meal. And then tomorrow I'll probably have an In-N-Out burger, which doesn't really fit with the cleanse. But maybe the cleanse was ending that day.
Interesting. I'm still trying to find out the ingredients and what she inserts.
I see.
Oy.
Maybe just water. Purified
Do you want just water.
Water? I don't know, man. I don't really know.
What other kinds are there? There's water and there's coffee.
Yeah.
And?
Maybe there's apple cider vinegar one.
No, that would destroy your lower intestines.
Would it?
Yeah, all that
acid?
Vinegar. Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Why doesn't coffee destroy your intestines?
Yeah, it matches the environment perfectly.
You can use mineral oils.
Oh, oils. Oh, right. Don't they give you like cod liver oil by your mouth?
It's got sesame oil here.
Oh, boy.
Saline solutions. I don't know why. Milk, molasses. I don't know why.
Milk
and molasses.
Oh. I thought you were going to say milk of magnesia. Doesn't that stop diarrhea?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
Constipation relief.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, so there's three different types of...
Ayurvedic.
There's a medicated, a coffee,
Oh, coffee.
And there's also an, oh boy, acidophilus.
Oh, that's a yogurt one. Isn't that acidophilus?
Acidophilus, yes.
Isn't that the bacteria in yogurt?
I can't believe you even knew what that word was.
Acidophilus culture. I'm probably saying it wrong. But isn't that the bacteria that's in yogurt that they say is so good for your gut?
We're going to say
probiotics.
Yes. Since you knew how to pronounce it, we're going to say
I don't know how. I'm guessing. I've read it on the package of Greek yogurt because when I'm eating, I sit and read.
And you said it right, too, Sarah.
Awesome!
Oh, woo! You know what's also interesting? So I'm on my right side in, like, the fetal position.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it looks like when you do these, what's it called?
Ayurvedic.
You're in child's pose.
Oh, which is just on your knees with your hands down in front of you?
Yeah, it's a completely different
way. You're folded over.
That seems harder to hold.
Do you have to sterilize everything really good each time?
Do you boil each item?
So you boil your tube?
No, I don't boil my tube. I just clean it.
With what?
Soap and water. But I use distilled water.
So you don't sterilize it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. It's going in your...
It's going in a
dirty place anyway. Like, I'm sure it doesn't have to be that good.
According to this, it's supposed to be sterile every time.
You should buy tubes in bulk. More single-use plastic for the world.
I could.
But you wouldn't because you care about the environment. Last item. At this point, a lot has been said about the chart success of Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X's viral smash, Old Town Road. Is that a horse enema? What are we talking about? So, at the moment, that song is working towards becoming the longest-running number one single of all time. It's actually really close to reaching that goal. Even if it does fall short, it officially picked up another achievement today. It is number one, they're saying, here for the 15th week in a row. I actually thought it was longer than that, but 15th week makes it the longest-running number one debut single of all time because this is his first song. For it to have done 15 weeks.
Oh, debut is the key,
yes,
though.
Yes, debut is the key. So this was previously held by the Macarena. The longest running Los Del Rio classic Macarena was the previous number one debut single of all time. With one more week, though, at number one, it would enter... So if it's number one next week, it enters a three-way tie for the longest running chart-topping single. Any idea who the other two longest running? So there's a tie for first place right now at 16 weeks.
I'm going to say Drake.
Nope.
Is it Justin Bieber's song?
It is. Not just Justin Bieber, though.
Not just? It's a collabo?
Oh, is it the new Ed? Oh.
No, that one didn't even make it.
Song of the summer 2 years ago?
Despacito.
Despacito.
Oh, look at him go.
That did apparently 16 weeks.
How is this still like the best song ever? I can't believe it.
And that song is tied with one of Hooman's favorite acts and one of Bryn's favorite acts doing a collaboration. Can anyone guess what that is?
Chainsmokers?
Is it Coldplay?
Nope.
Drake and who?
It's not Drake.
I'm saying
it's one of Bryn's favorite acts of all time.
Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men, yeah.
And one of Hooman's favorite acts of all time.
Right. Right.
That is correct.
One sweet day. Of course
it's
I knew that.
Been on there
that.
For a long time. Oh, you're not going to play it? So it'll be in a three-way tie.
Bum, bum.
Bum, bum. And if it goes one more week, it'll own the longest... running consecutive weeks at number one.
Kiss me alive.
This is it? This is the song?
You haven't heard the song?
I mean, I'm sure I've heard it, right?
And I know you're shining down on me from heaven. Like so many winds we've lost along the way.
This was number one for 16 weeks.
You remember this? This is like middle school for
the
me.
The video sucks, but the song is good.
And this is when she could sing. Like, this is her peak.
What year was this?
Let's see.
Anyway, congratulations to Lil Nas X. Either way, he now holds the record for longest running number one debut single.
95.
Oh,
how
boy.
Old were you when this came out?
12.
Did you slow dance to this song in junior high?
No, I didn't. What did I slow dance to? Damn it, I'm gross.
1995?
You were 12 in 1995?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I was 29.
Let me think.
Damn, Sarah.
Oh, shoot.
I was already married. I've been married for 3 years already.
That's one of the best scenes in a couple seasons. Well, a season ago of Stranger Things when they're at the dance and they're like, we'll figure it out together. And they have to figure it, you know, where do my hands go? Where do yours go? It's neat.
It's adorable.
I remember being at dances and doing that.
It's funny because it is like a coming of age show, and yet they've got this whole monster thing transposed on top of it.
Yeah.
It's like a. It's kind of cool. I mean, not even kind of cool. It's more than cool.
I know
it's
a song
great.
I was slow dancing to.
What?
Song.
Oh, my God. I danced song. To a middle school dance.
I loved this song. I still
you
love
did?
It. I still love this song.
Or maybe it
this
was
is
high
Luther.
School. Yeah. All of My Love.
By who?
By Zeppelin.
Oh.
They
not
played that.
That's not a slow dance song, is it?
Yeah, it is. All of My Love.
You slow danced to that in school?
Yeah. I must.
How old were you?
Had to be in middle school. So I was 12 or 13. It would have been like.
You were born 64?
66. 79, maybe? 78 or 79? That would have been about the time.
See? You know the song and you like it deep down inside. All right, here's this for you. Just because you sang along.
All of my love. Oh my God, he's touching my bum!
This is a little bit fast for like a
yeah,
slow
it
dance, isn't
seem
it?
Seem like a slow song.
We were desperate to touch each other.
This
so,
is the one
leave
where
room
you
for Jesus.
Imagine this is like you're like
no,
moving your
oh
hands
my God.
Slowly
that was gross.
Down.
That's actually smarmy.
Hey, you know what song came out in 1979? My Sharona. Was that a huge like that was way before my time.
That was a huge hit.
That was a huge hit.
Like, do you remember it coming out in 1979 where you're just like, oh my God,
Lying Sharona. Yeah, we're really late. What's coming up?
Oh, so much stuff, including...
I liked your toilet story earlier. I've been thinking about that.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Guy stayed there because he was afraid?
You got to go back and listen to the 7:30 podcast.
Dress codes make the news and birthday parties and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 9 o'clock. Your chance to go to Hawaii.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the July sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, or maybe fortunately, I'm not sure how you're going to view this, but I got caught up in what might have been the hit slow dance song from an era that I was in, which would have been your era as well. So I'm because you don't really All of My Love wasn't.
Oh, it's the only one I really remember
what
dancing
year,
to.
What year, Vinny?
That,
so
like,
I looked
there
up.
It was heaven, but it was like by the end, it was rocking out, and it would be like so weird to slow dance
it
to.
Is weird.
I looked up the Billboard's year end Hot 100 singles for 79.
Oh, man.
And by the way, My Sharona was the number one hit in 79.
Yeah, it was huge. And then they went away.
So you're talking about slow dance for 1979?
Well, I was looking for slow dance, but it didn't categorize them that way. So I got a bunch of songs where I'm like, none of these would have been it. None of them. There's a lot of disco that year, though.
Yeah.
I Will Survive was a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
Hot
that was
Stuff
the year.
By Donna Summer.
Yeah, I remember that.
YMCA by the Village People.
Right. Yeah.
Bad Girls by Donna Summer was
oh,
the number two song that year.
I remember dancing to all those songs.
Beep, beep.
Reunited by Peaches and Herb.
Oh, that would have been one.
That's
a slow dance
slow
song.
One.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sure. Olivia Newton-John, A Little More Love. Is that a dance song? Slow dance song?
How does that go?
With a little more love, make it right. I can't do it with this song in my head.
Whoa.
What's the song again, Vinny?
A Little More Love by
a little more love,
Olivia
make it right. That's all I know.
Newton-John.
Let's see. Get you nowhere.
Oh, yeah, I know the song.
How about Sail On by the Commodores?
Oh, that's a good song.
I don't know how
that's
that is. That slow?
Song.
I don't.
It is slow.
Are you seeing it for 79?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Go online now.
Is that
this
the song?
This is the Commodores?
Sail On.
Yeah. You don't know this?
I'm not sure I know it.
You will in a second.
Where's the chorus? Is this it?
No. On the way.
We are. I guess I know it.
For good time.
You know here this? It is. It's right here.
I don't know all the words.
Here's the chorus.
Slow. I guess it's not the chorus.
I don't know if I know this. You know, it's vaguely
so
familiar, but
maybe Vinny can play it on guitar and you can sing it.
Yeah.
It
sounds like more of a piano song.
Well,
there
I guess
you go.
It's like Commodores Go Country.
So disco was the rage at that point.
Was.
So I don't even remember what. That's why I don't remember. I didn't like the songs.
House.
So I jumped ahead to Billboard's year-end 100 for 83.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Every Breath You Take was the number one hit.
How
old
were you
in
83? What grade were you in?
83, I would have either just been, I think I just started high school.
Yeah, I was a junior and a senior in 83.
And what was the song again?
Every Breath You Take was the number one song. So this would have been a slow dance song, right?
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like All of My Love, though. It actually has a little bit of a, you could go.
It's like a, it's almost like the.
No, you.
It's the four step, the box. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
But as soon as you pull up the songs from this era, I'm there. Down Under by Men at Work.
Oh my God.
Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Wow, that was a big year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're not saying one of the best songs of all time from 1983.
Of all time.
Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
That's a good song.
I won't play any of those.
Come on, Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners.
I'm talking about What a Feeling from Flashdance.
Oh, what a feeling.
That was big.
I skipped over that on purpose.
What? Why would you skip that?
And so did Bren.
Wasn't Flashdance one of the best films ever?
It was big.
Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran.
Hungry Like the Wolf. I will always. I think that might have been like one of the first videos I saw.
Do you know this is MTV?
This is beginning of MTV.
Do you know who sings Electric Avenue?
Oh, Electric Avenue.
It's like M or something.
Nope.
Take it higher.
Oh, well, the guy's voice sounds.
It's Eddie Grant. Oh. It's not someone you'd know, but I know it because this was a huge hit. It was just a big hit.
What about Flashdance, What a Feeling?
What about Human League, Keep Feeling Fascination? You know that?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is... Oh, what I was going to say is, you know what I remember?
Hey.
All this work and effort brought me to the one thing I can remember slow dancing to is Open Arms.
Oh, Journey, really?
Yeah, that was a big
one. Remember that?
That was, yeah, I mean, I don't, it's not like I requested it, but, you
no,
know.
I'm sure about I that. Danced to it, too.
Oh, yeah, this
You know,
is
this
so
comes
good.
On and you're like, oh, I know who I'm going to go find.
I hope she's not already dancing with someone else.
Right.
I'll stand there with my arms open.
This is, right now, I'm me with braces.
Oh, great. And more hair.
In the dark.
Here's a real hit, though.
Feeling your heart.
Oh, you. Yeah. Why
turn it
you?
Up, turn it up. Turn it up.
Turn
what?
It up.
What did I do to you today?
No, I enjoy it.
All right. Let me get to the news. I better do some news stories.
No, this is way more fun. So, are you also playing guitar in this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is before he learned how to play the guitar. So he was like just strumming whatever.
I honestly don't ever remember that. I think this is made up. Yeah.
Really?
We blacked out,
right.
Vinny.
So we'll begin.
Oh, we're beginning.
In the news with an amusement park ride snapping in half.
Oh, no.
In India, two dead. I think like 25 people were injured. The video is.
What kind of ride?
It's one of those big. I forget what they call it.
The big arms?
What do they call this thing?
The pendulum ride.
Pendulum ride. So it swings.
Oh, like it's just like sometimes like the Viking ship or the rainbow.
Right. Thing. I'm going to get you the video and show it to you. You'll need to look this up online if you're just listening. But the thing, it's like every person's nightmare. You get on these rides. You think it's... Oh, you found it already?
I'm about to watch it.
It snaps in half
too.
And collapses right... into the centerpiece that it's swinging on and drops to the ground.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Gnarly, right?
Watch this. Jesus. Watch. That's the humanity.
My gosh.
It's not just a pendulum. It's one of those round ones that swings up and then turns, kind of rotates on that. That is unreal. Like, it looks like it's happening in slow motion, too, the way it's just...
A popular pendulum-style ride at an amusement park in India broke suddenly in midair on Sunday, killing two people and injuring dozens. Video of the incident has been seen all over the internet.
Oh, my God.
Capturing the moment. The joyride turned into tragedy.
That is absolutely horrible.
29 were injured on the ride.
And you said two died?
There's a criminal investigation underway to determine the exact cause of the accident, because that thing breaks in half.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, it just lets go. I mean, can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you just imagine that thing, you know, okay, maybe the controls go crazy and it can't be stopped. But no, it's just doing its little swing and just cracks.
Yeah, it's like the weight of the disc that it's supporting with all the people on it is just too heavy. It's like metal fatigue.
Anyone checking that thing?
I don't know.
At all?
Imagine if you'd just gotten off that ride or were just about to get on it.
Right.
You're in line
mm-hmm.
when that thing snaps.
You're thinking you're lucky stars.
Well, you hate to be that way because you know there's people on it, but yeah, you are. Let's call
funny,
it a day,
you really
everyone.
You really do trust those rides. You really get on there and just go, yeah, someone checks these.
Blind trust.
Yep.
Full on.
Everybody else is doing it.
I'm not going to check the ride. What do I
know
of it?
Right. What am I going to climb up there and check all the bolts? Not going to happen. Oh, that is awful.
Hairball. Totally hairball.
You know, I found another video of Uzbekistan of the same ride doing that about a week
ago. Oh, you
got to
be kidding me.
What?
Yeah, it's the same type of ride. And but it's
that one gets over that one goes upside down.
And the
way
it falls is different, but it's you can tell it's a different video, but
oh
my God.
It's the same type of ride.
It's the same exact ride.
The pendulum ride and it breaks in half.
Oh my God.
And it's even got the circle shape that spins, but I didn't realize the one in India, that one was gonna eventually go upside down and all the way
right.
over.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It never even got close to getting that high. It broke way before that.
Oh.
They're lucky. It was basically right side up when it went down.
There's a woman named Danielle Reno in Kansas City, Missouri. Last Tuesday night, she stopped at a convenience store and left her SUV running. She was only inside for a second. I just wanted a Slim Jim and a soda.
Oh, it's another one of these stories.
But three women stole her SUV and drove off. She filed a police report, but decided to handle things herself.
Uh-oh.
Danielle Reno. Uh-oh. Part-time
Vigilante.
Detective.
Right.
Instead of canceling her credit cards that were in the SUV, she left them open so she could monitor how the thieves were using them.
Oh, is right.
What'd they buy?
What's the matter with her?
Over the course of the next few days, she monitored where the thieves were going, and eventually they used the cards at a gas station near Danielle's house. And Danielle rushed there to ask information. A clerk said she heard the women talking about going to Applebee's. So Danielle headed to Applebee's nearby, sat down and waited. And eventually the thieves drove up in her SUV and walked in.
Oh, my God.
Danielle stole her SUV back.
What about her credit cards?
Then she called the cops. And she live streamed all of it on Facebook. Oh. The cops went into the Applebee's and the women were arrested.
Oh. Yeah.
Danielle Reno.
Incredible.
Wow.
Part-time detective.
Full-time awesome.
In your face.
That's very scary, though, to do. But look at her tracking them down. That's amazing.
Nicely done, Danielle Reno.
Danielle. Reno 911.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We're grooving. It's a fun show.
That one is?
No, this show is
fun.
Oh,
the one we're doing.
The one we're doing. This has been a pretty fun show.
Well, you know.
It's groovy.
Everybody's got one toe in vacation, so.
That is true. Actually, by today, I have a half a foot.
Things get super sketchy.
Not a full foot, but a half a foot.
Right. According to a new survey, only 1 in 5 offices in the U.S. have a strict dress code anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, we certainly don't.
Well, I mean, radio, that was part of the point, isn't it?
It was always the deal. I was like, I want to wear a t-shirt and jeans every day. Mission accomplished.
Although, you know, you do realize this is a place of business. There's a certain...
Well, the sales staff is certainly dressed up, you know. You go downstairs where all the fancy people are.
I caught a lot of crap early in my career for just thinking this was a playground.
Right.
And people were like, he's got sand coming out of his shorts. They can't have that
here. I was just going to say, please brush the sand off at the front door.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Feet are covered in sand, and he's walking around
barefoot with sandy feet. Oh, I don't own this place. It's my mic right here, isn't it?
What? Anyway, half of places are casual or business cash. A quarter are mostly strict, but do things like casual Fridays. 20% have a strict business dress code.
Hmm.
And then 5% have a uniform.
Oh, well, I suppose like UPS must have a uniform, right?
Don't you they bet.
Brown? Yeah. You're the brown.
Yeah. And the post office. Although, when you walk into the office, are they wearing like a post office uniform?
Sure.
Anymore when you're walking
you
in to mail things?
Yeah.
I haven't been in there in a while.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate going to the post office. Almost bad as the DMV.
No, not that bad.
Almost.
Yeah, not nearly
not
as bad.
Nearly
as
bad.
Like five people
there at
in
Christmas?
Line.
Come on.
I could be there 4 hours. Never been at the post office for 4 hours.
Oh,
even
true.
During Christmas time.
True.
When do we have to get those new licenses?
My appointment is made.
By October of 2020.
Right. But you know the mad rush that's going to happen next year.
You have a passport.
Yeah. You keep saying that. But
well, you can travel with your passport. You don't need your ID. You don't need a license to travel. So if you have a valid passport, you're okay for a while anyway.
His passport's flagged.
That
no,
is
no,
true.
I'm good. I'm good. I got off the terror watch list,
everyone.
They
didn't take a black X and put it across your face on that?
Terror!
I got a special number, so they won't mix me up with the other guy with my name and my birthday.
Is it another? What?
Yeah.
Same name, same birthday?
They wouldn't give me all the details when I went
right.
to Homeland
who,
Security.
Who are you?
They just said...
Well, he's the same name as the guy who's on the terror watch list.
They said his name is very similar to yours, and your birthdays are the same.
It's Suman Khalili Sabat.
Sabat.
Close, but no cigar. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Come on.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.